Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях 1.4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A. Dear customers, we are happy to see you in our bookshop. Today we've prepared a surprise for you. At 4 p.m, you can attend our exhibition of children's books. There you'll have an opportunity to meet some of the authors of our bestsellers. Those who took part in our lottery last weekend, but haven't got their prizes yet, please apply to the foreign literature section, which is on the first floor, next to the souvenir department. Text B.
Hi, Mary. It's Alice. I'm calling to tell you that I won't be able to join you for your shopping tour today. It was my grandmother's birthday yesterday, and she asked me to drive her to the medical center today. She has got an appointment with her doctor already, and it cannot be put off. I'll call you as soon as we get back home after seeing the doctor.
Text C.
Fancy going to the cinema this Sunday, Tom?
What's on? Though it makes no difference. I'm sorry, Jane. I've got plans for this Sunday.
Lots of homework or someone's birthday party?
Don't you remember about the essay we need to give in on Monday?
I do, but the teacher told us to bring it back in a week. Not this Monday, next one.
That changes everything. I'll write the essay next week, then. And I'll certainly go with you. I can buy the tickets beforehand, if you want. Text D.
I'm really hungry, aren't you?
Oh, I had a big breakfast in the morning, fried eggs with beans and sausages. But for some reason, I feel like eating too.
How about some cheese or ham sandwiches? Or spaghetti with tomato sauce?
Spaghetti is my favourite. I could eat it 3 times a day. Do you need any help with cooking it?
Yes. Oh, no. We've run out of spaghetti. Remind me to buy it when we are in the supermarket. It looks like cheese sandwiches are the only option for us today.
Okay, then. You make the sandwiches, and I'll make tea. You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A. Dear customers, we are happy to see you in our bookshop. Today we've prepared a surprise for you. At 4 p.m, you can attend our exhibition of children's books. There you'll have an opportunity to meet some of the authors of our bestsellers. those who took part in our lottery last weekend, but haven't got their prizes yet, please apply to the foreign literature section, which is on the first floor, next to the souvenir department. Text B.
Hi, Mary. It's Alice. I'm calling to tell you that I won't be able to join you for your shopping tour today. It was my grandmother's birthday yesterday, and she asked me to drive her to the medical center today. She has got an appointment with her doctor already, and it cannot be put off. I'll call you as soon as we get back home after seeing the doctor.
Text C.
Fancy going to the cinema this Sunday, Tom?
What's on? Though it makes no difference. I'm sorry, Jane. I've got plans for this Sunday.
Lots of homework or someone's birthday party?
Don't you remember about the essay we need to give in on Monday?
I do, but the teacher told us to bring it back in a week. Not this Monday, next one.
That changes everything. I'll write the essay next week, then. And I'll certainly go with you. I can buy the tickets beforehand, if you want. Text D.
I'm really hungry, aren't you?
Oh, I had a big breakfast in the morning, fried eggs with beans and sausages. But for some reason, I feel like eating too.
How about some cheese or ham sandwiches? Or spaghetti with tomato sauce?
Spaghetti is my favourite. I could eat it 3 times a day. Do you need any help with cooking it?
Yes. Oh, no. We've run out of spaghetti. Remind me to buy it when we are in the supermarket. It looks like cheese sandwiches are the only option for us today.
Okay, then. You make the sandwiches, and I'll make tea. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка 1-6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about doing homework. Now we would like to present their opinions to you. Speaker A.
If you ask me, I don't like doing homework. And I don't know anyone who really enjoys it. Still, I understand that I have to do it. So my parents never have to make me do it. I do it myself. I don't see any other way of revising what we have learned during the lesson. And if I don't revise the material well enough, I quickly forget it. It's necessary to do homework to have good academic results. So I work hard at anything my teachers set as homework.
Speaker B. Honestly, I hate homework. Usually, My homework is a lot of pointless tasks, which the teachers don't give us during the lessons, because it's not interesting for kids to do them, which means that they start to misbehave. Well, some tasks may be useful or important, but most of them are just monotonous work. It's no wonder schoolchildren don't want to do it. They have many more exciting things to do in their free time, like going for a walk, for example. Speaker C.
If you ask me, I always do my homework. But it's not very easy for me, I must say. When I am listening to the teachers during the lessons, it seems to me I understand everything that they are saying. And it's really a piece of cake. However, when I come home after school and start doing my homework, I see that there are a lot of points about it that I've forgotten or don't understand. So I have to reread the textbook. It's very hard for me, honestly.
Speaker D. I'm lucky because our teachers never give us boring or difficult tasks. They always find something creative and exciting for us that we can do for our homework. It can be a project or a presentation. Sometimes we have to draw maps or posters, conduct a street survey, or do an interview. I must say, it's so much fun doing these tasks, and that's why I really enjoy my homework. I know that not everybody is as lucky as I am, though. Speaker E.
As for me, I never have any problems while doing homework. I know some of my classmates say that homework is difficult, but that's just because they didn't listen to the teacher attentively during the lesson. I always work hard at school, so when I come back home, the tasks seem very simple indeed, and I do them all really quickly. I'm not sure homework is necessary if you work well enough during the lesson, though it's simply to revise the material.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about doing homework. Now we would like to present their opinions to you. Speaker A.
If you ask me, I don't like doing homework, and I don't know anyone who really enjoys it. Still, I understand that I have to do it. So my parents never have to make me do it. I do it myself. I don't see any other way of revising what we have learned during the lesson. And if I don't revise the material well enough, I quickly forget it. It's necessary to do homework to have good academic results. So I work hard at anything my teachers set as homework.
Speaker B. Honestly, I hate homework. Usually, my homework is a lot of pointless tasks which the teachers don't give us during the lessons because it's not interesting for kids to do them, which means that they start to misbehave. Well, some tasks may be useful or important, but most of them are just monotonous work. It's no wonder schoolchildren don't want to do it. They have many more exciting things to do in their free time, like going for a walk, for example. Speaker C.
If you ask me, I always do my homework. But it's not very easy for me, I must say. When I am listening to the teachers during the lessons, It seems to me I understand everything that they are saying. And it's really a piece of cake. However, when I come home after school and start doing my homework, I see that there are a lot of points about it that I've forgotten or don't understand. So I have to reread the textbook. It's very hard for me, honestly.
Speaker D. I'm lucky because our teachers never give us boring or difficult tasks. They always find something creative and exciting for us that we can do for our homework. It can be a project or a presentation. Sometimes we have to draw maps or posters, conduct a street survey, or do an interview. I must say it's so much fun doing these tasks, and that's why I really enjoy my homework. I know that not everybody is as lucky as I am, though. Speaker E.
As for me, I never have any problems while doing homework. I know some of my classmates say that homework is difficult, but that's just because they didn't listen to the teacher attentively during the lesson. I always work hard at school, so when I come back home, the tasks seem very simple indeed, and I do them all really quickly. I'm not sure homework is necessary if you work well enough during the lesson, though it's simply to revise the material.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова без артиклей из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Well, first of all, I would like to thank you for your agreement to take part in our survey.
Oh, it's okay. Go ahead. Ask your questions. My name is Adam. Adam Lambert.
Nice to meet you, Adam. But I do not need your name for the survey. It's anonymous. What I need to know is your age. You are 16 or 17, aren't you?
I'm 15. In fact, I'm turning 16 in 3 weeks.
Which means you are celebrating your birthday at the end of March, right?
Right, on the 30th of March.
You look very fit and even athletic. I bet you exercise a lot.
No, I wouldn't say so. But I really enjoy team games. And I play volleyball for our school team. And since there's a volleyball pitch near my house, I often play there with my friends, just for fun.
I see. And what about your school activity? What school subject do you find the most difficult?
Chemistry. It's not that it's really difficult, but I can't understand it well enough, and my grades are pretty low.
And in what subject have you got the highest grades?
Maths. I like it, and I even participated in the math contest. Successfully.
Congratulations. Any idea about your future career? What would you like to be?
My grandparents have been asking me this question since I turned 4. My answer changed every year, of course. At first, I wanted to be a driver, then a pilot.
And now?
Now I'm thinking about getting a diploma as an engineer.
Yep, engineers are always in demand. It's very practical.
And interesting.
I see. Do you speak any foreign languages?
I speak German a bit, but I really want to learn Italian.
Italian? Why?
It's the language lots of inventors and engineers of the past spoke. Then I love how it sounds. And actually, I've got some Italian roots.
I see. A few more questions.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Well, first of all, I would like to thank you for your agreement to take part in our survey.
Oh, it's okay. Go ahead. Ask your questions. My name is Adam. Adam Lambert.
Nice to meet you, Adam, but I do not need your name for the survey. It's anonymous. What I need to know is your age. You are 16 or 17, aren't you?
I'm 15. In fact, I'm turning 16 in 3 weeks.
Which means you are celebrating your birthday at the end of March, right?
Right, on the 30th of March.
You look very fit and even athletic. I bet you exercise a lot.
No, I wouldn't say so. But I really enjoy team games, and I play volleyball for our school team. And since there's a volleyball pitch near my house, I often play there with my friends, just for fun.
I see. And what about your school activity? What school subject do you find the most difficult?
Chemistry. It's not that it's really difficult, but I can't understand it well enough, and my grades are pretty low.
And in what subject have you got the highest grades?
Maths. I like it, and I even participated in the math contest. Successfully.
Congratulations. Any idea about your future career? What would you like to be?
My grandparents have been asking me this question since I turned 4. My answer changed every year, of course. At first, I wanted to be a driver, then a pilot.
And now?
Now I'm thinking about getting a diploma as an engineer.
Yep, engineers are always in demand. It's very practical.
And interesting.
I see. Do you speak any foreign languages?
I speak German a bit, but I really want to learn Italian.
Italian? Why?
It's the language lots of inventors and engineers of the past spoke. Then I love how it sounds. And actually, I've got some Italian roots.
I see. A few more questions.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.